Yesterday we finished Sif Aleph, if you call it that, of Kuf Lamed Aleph, page 23. So all the way at the end, the Ramah said that after Tachlon, we say Chatzi Kaddish, say Tachlon, Chatzi Kaddish, Atrei, and in most days Lam Natseach, and then we'll get to a Wiltzion later. So again, we get say Tachlon, Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, Atrei, and Lam Natseach. So before we go on to base, I'm sure a lot of people will be interested in this halakha. What the question is, what happens? So the Rama says you say Tachlon the Chatzi Kaddish. So we repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, then comes Tachlon Chatzi Kaddish. What happens if the Chazan got Tachlon? Sure, everybody wishes it, right? And went to the Chatzi Kaddish right away. Right? You know, oops, I happened to forget, right? So it's an interesting shiloh. So some bring down that what you have to do is, so he said the Kaddish, so he should say Tachlon again and say another Chatzi Kaddish. Others disagree that you don't say the Chatzi Kaddish, the second Chatzi Kaddish. Say Tachlon and then go straight to Ashrei. But then they bring down in that there was a case where, a big mistake, that where the Chazon Ish was davening, the Chazon forgot Tachlon, he went straight to Kaddish. So the Chazon Ish in that case said, just keep on going. In other words, you don't say Tachlon. You already lost the Tachlon. Tachlon's gone. Just go weiter with Ashrei, Lam Natseach, Veltzion. But we'll visit that a little later, maybe also. Okay, let's do base. Base. Nefilas Apayim Miyushav Lo Meumad. When you say Tachlon, you're supposed to say it's seated, not standing. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the name of the base, Yosef, who says the reason is based upon Kabbalah. Based upon Kabbalah, that you should say it's seated. But then he brings down the Rivash, it says that, you know, you should sit, but if you didn't, it's no big deal. No big deal. So the question is, who do we go like? Do you have to sit, or could you stand? So obviously we saw before, it's better to sit, because that means you have all three positions, right? Falling, seated, and standing, right? Which we saw yesterday. But the question is like this, like I mentioned yesterday. What happens like this? One of two cases. Either you finish Shemoneh Esrei, and you know, you're diving long Shemoneh Esrei, whatever the case may be, and you step back when the Chazan finished Shemoneh Esrei. You finish Shemoneh Esrei when the Chazan finished Shemoneh Esrei. So remember, you have to go back three steps, and then you can't just go forward right away, right? You have to stay in your back position, the shear of Kdehi L'Dal Ramos, right? A couple seconds, but whatever. So the question is, could you just fall Tachlon right there? Right away, fall Tachlon. Standing. Or the other case, which I also brought up yesterday, was what happens if somebody's diving right behind you? So you can't step back, you can't sit down. So that's the question. That would be the nafka mina between these two opinions, between the Mechaber and the Rivash. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in a Shas al Chak, in these types of cases where, you know, you're stuck, Yamo Chambe Mekamo V'Yipol Alpanav Me'umadi Matzibor. So then you fall Tachlon standing, like the Rivash said. And you're stuck. So that's what you do. Okay. Let's just do the Ramah very quickly to tease you a little about tomorrow, Bli Neder. Very famous Ramah. The Ramah says, okay, so the Mechaber says you should do it standing. Sitting, not standing. Then the Ramah says, V'yeshom M'dein D'fiyas L'paim Elba Mokom Shiyesh Aron V'sei V'Torah. Some say you don't fall Tachlon. Okay, let's be careful. Right, it says, Ein D'fiyas L'paim. I'm not saying you don't say Tachlon. But you don't fall Tachlon, except for in a place where there is an Aron and a Sefer Torah, right? Avo below zeh, omrim tchina below kisui kapayim. But if not, so then you say Tachlon without covering your face. V'chei no'agim. Okay, we'll finish the Ramah tomorrow. But this is also a halacha that a lot of people don't know. That the Ramah says, and we'll see more about this obviously tomorrow, but you don't fall Tachlon, not that you don't say Tachlon, you don't fall Tachlon unless you have a Sefer Torah and an Aron. So again, we'll the Meretz Hashem discuss that a little more, Blina, tomorrow.
So if you have a Sefer Torah, it's not good enough. If it's
We'll get to that. Good question. Let's answer.